You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. Oh, man. Last night, the Sixers suffered a closer than expected loss. They lost to the Golden State Warriors 106-104 Tuesday night here in the Bay Area at Oracle Arena. And this game, the Golden State Warriors were favored by 17 points. 17 points, and the Sixers ended up losing by 2. But the Sixers aren't happy with their performance. You know, this isn't a moral victory to them. To them, this is more like a game that they let slip away. And believe me, they did let it slip away. The Sixers had a 16-point lead late in the third quarter. 16. They were up 16, and all of a sudden, soon after that happened, it just seems like they couldn't make baskets. They couldn't defend. It was like someone turned the light switch off or on, and then the Sixers just couldn't do anything. Golden State went on a 19-2 run to basically take the lead. And then after that, everything seesawed. Then the Sixers just start making mistake after mistake after mistake. They couldn't defend. It was turnover city. And next thing you know, Steph Curry, and all the while, Steph Curry finally woke up and decided that he wanted to be the All-Star again, or he was the two-time defending All-Star. And next thing you know, the game was still close, though. I'm not going to say it wasn't. I mean, it basically came down to there was 2.6 seconds left. The Sixers are down 3. Dario Saric goes to the line. He makes the first foul shot. He intentionally misses the second. He tries to tip it to the area to the left, to the side where Rashawn Holmes was paired up against Draymond Green. Draymond Green, as you all know, is an all-star power forward for the Golden State Warriors. However, he is 6'7", undersized, and Rashawn Holmes is 6'10". So he thought that maybe Holmes could get the ball. He couldn't. There's a scramble for the ball. Next thing you know, ball goes out of bounds. The clock expires. And there you go. You have a ball game. But, you know, on paper, you're supposed to be delighted for a Sixers squad who barely lost by 2 points. You know, you're supposed to think about how this same old Sixers squad used to come here in previous seasons and just get destroyed. I mean, I should have the number on hand, but I can tell you my first year on the beat, 2013-14, this team just got humiliated here. So when you factor in that they only lost by 2 points, you know, that's to be a positive, right? That's what you think. And then the next year they were destroyed too, and last year was kind of lopsided. So you factor all that in and you're saying, hey, this team really, really showed something. Only thing that they showed was that they can't close out a game. You know, that's what they showed today. Now, again, you have to give them credit. You got to give them grit. You got to give them credit for showing their grit. But this wasn't a good performance down the end. And that's the reason why Brett Brown was a little disappointed. That's the reason why Dario Saric was disappointed. That's the reason why TJ McConnell looked like he lost his best friend after the game. I mean, they all know that this was a team and this was a game that they should have won. You know, Golden State was there for the taking. I mean, the Warriors came into this game with a 3-game losing streak. Steph Curry had a bad performance. Everything that the Sixers did just worked. I mean, right now, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at highlights. You know, they had a 16-point deficit. Again, a 16-point deficit late in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, we can't lose to the Sixers. And the Sixers were like, oh, we shouldn't be beating the Warriors. So, to me, that shouldn't happen. Now, again, the Sixers, after the game, you know, the Sixers coach, Brett Brown, was like, how does he want his team to respond? Because just the way that these guys were, the way that they were, you know, kind of like taking it hard, taking it bad, you know. And Brown says, I want them to be hard on themselves after a loss. That's a good thing. It hurts. It should hurt. We put in the time. We were in a position on the road to try to get a great win. We give Golden State credit. I think that Timmy, you know, he's talking about Timmy Lualu Carbrat, and Dario Saric, and our young guys will learn from this. But it stings, and it should sting. And I'm very happy and proud of our guys for the road trip that we had just finished. Now, the thing about the road trip is the Sixers went 1-3 on their 4-game road trip. Their lone victory at that time was against the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, they took the Portland Trail Blazers to overtime and kind of like struggled in that OT and lost that game against the Los Angeles Clippers. They played great. They played phenomenal basketball until the Clippers went on a 7-0 run. That kind of like took the momentum away from the Sixers, and it was a decisive 7-0 run. And it was a decisive 7-0 run that basically decided the game for them. So, you know, it was one of these things where, you know, when you talk to Dario Saric, he says, man, like, you know, we feel as if that we should have won at least two of these games. Not just one, but two. And we had a chance to win three of these games. And he's right. But on paper, you look at it and you say, you know, the Clippers and the Warriors are going to be playoff-bound teams. Portland is still trying to battle to make the playoffs. So you say to yourself, like, great job for the Sixers. They really showed a lot. But, you know, when you sit down, you think about it, they didn't close out. Now, again, I know that this is, you know, solid basketball when you factor in that they made that trade, the two trades, the one on February 22nd that sent Ersan Ilyasova to the Atlanta Hawks for Thiago Splitter. And then a night later or a day later, they end up sending Nerlens Noel to the Dallas Mavericks and for a lot in return. And one of the pieces in return is Justin Anderson. So, you know, people are saying like, hey, you know, they really are improving. Yeah, but this has to hurt because what only thing that it proves really is that the Sixers play hard, but they just cannot close out games. Now, on a side note, Nerlens Noel comes to town on Friday. You know, that should be interesting. That should be a game that Sixers fans will want to see. As I mentioned before, Nerlens was traded to Golden State. It will be his first matchup back in the Sixers uniform. Excuse me, his first matchup back in another team's uniform. You know, he came to the Sixers in the 2013 draft. The Sixers required him in a trade from the New Orleans Pelicans. He was the Pelicans' sixth overall pick, and the Pelicans immediately traded him to the Sixers. Another thing of note was that last night there was a Sam Hinkie sighting. More than a sighting, Sam Hinkie was at the game, and I chatted with him. You know, Hinkie did not want to go on a record on anything. He basically just sat there and chatted. Now, the ironic thing is that when Hinkie was here, we always said that, hey, he didn't really like dealing with the media. He didn't, you know, he was just always off to himself. Well, you know, I used to call him Silent Sam, and I even to his face, I call him Silent whenever I see him. Silent was sitting in the media area, like cafeteria, talking to scribes. You know, he had a great time, and you know, I told him I wanted to, you know, ask if I could get something on the record. He said no. But he sat there and we talked. We talked about the Sixers. We talked about, talked about families, you know, talked about a lot of different things. But it was kind of good to see him. And, you know, he seems like he's doing well out here. And, you know, it's like 80 degrees here right now in the Bay Area. And, you know, we all know that it snowed back home a couple of days ago, back home in Philly, and the weather is bad. And I even said to him, like, yeah, man, I really would like to stay out here because of the weather. And he kind of like laughed. But, you know, it was good seeing my man Silent Sam. The one thing I will say is that no matter what was written about him, no matter what, you know, how you felt about him, he always was a guy who, I don't know, he kept business, and whenever you saw him, he always took the time to ask about your family and stuff like that, and I kind of wish him well. It's funny, though, but he reads everything. He still reads everything, so he knows what's going on. I even joked with him and said, you know, you still have that following back home. And Sam being Sam, he kind of downplayed it. You know, I know that he mentioned that he does want to get back into business. And I expect that to happen. But hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.